This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Two U.S. astronauts splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico Sunday after a two-month flight to the International Space Station aboard the commercially developed SpaceX spacecraft Crew Dragon. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley lifted off to space from Florida in May, in the first time a commercially developed spacecraft had carried humans into orbit. Hurley and Behnken, both married to astronauts, departed the space station on Saturday night. Microsoft Corporation says it is continuing talks to acquire a popular short video app, TikTok, from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. This, as U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. The White House and top congressional Democrats remained at odds over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. Principals in weekend meetings between the Trump administration and congressional Democratic leaders on a new COVID relief bill are calling the sessions productive. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
It would require a substantial move from the Democrats on.
But Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says one area they could agree on is supplemental employment benefits.
We proposed a one-week extension at $600 so that while we negotiate a longer-term solution, at least all those people don't lose their money. And I'm surprised that the Democrats won't agree to that.
He appeared on ABC's This Week, as did House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The idea that they made a proposal is really not actually factual.
She maintains administration proposals don't even have Republican support. One key figure not directly participating in the meetings, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States has entered a new phase of the pandemic. White House coronavirus advisor Deborah Birx is warning, with rural areas just as threatened as major cities. Birx, who heads the White House Coronavirus Task Force, CNN's State of the Union, that local virus mitigation procedures were starting to work, but added that what we are seeing today is different from March and April. She added that sticking to health and safety guidelines, such as wearing a mask, maintaining personal hygiene, and observing social distancing, were crucial. Johns Hopkins University reports the U.S. has tallied more than 4.6 million cases of COVID-19 and nearly 155,000 deaths, making it by far the world's hardest hit country in the world. In Australia, the state of Victoria declared a state of disaster after 700 new COVID cases were confirmed. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
South Africa has tallied more than 50% of all reported coronavirus infections in Africa, although the fatality rate is at 1.6%, significantly lower than the global average. South Africa's hospitals have been stretched to the limit, but in most provinces they are succeeding in providing treatment to patients. President Cyril Ramaphosa says he sees promising signs that the rapid growth of cases has stabilized. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a complex attack by a suicide car bomber and multiple gunmen against a prison in eastern Afghanistan. The fighting continues at this hour with at least 21 dead and scores of others wounded. Local officials say a number of attackers are inside the prison compound fighting the security forces. Reuters is reporting that attackers suspected to be members of the Islamic State group Boko Haram killed at least 13 people and wounded 8 others in a grenade attack in northern Cameroon on Sunday. The unidentified assailants threw a grenade into a group of people inside a camp for displaced people in a commune near the Nigerian border in the far north region. Indian police have arrested more than 24 people in connection with the sale of tainted alcohol that has killed scores of people in the northern state of Punjab. A senior official told Reuters that police conducted more than 30 raids on Sunday. A police spokesman says 69 people have died from the bootleg liquor. Deaths from illegally produced alcohol are a common occurrence in India because many people cannot afford to buy legally alcohol. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.